Grab your cocktail shaker, kick back, and get ready for the big fat party. Greg and his band of unintelligibles are back, mixing, drinking, reviewing, and discussing Bloody Marys and all that goes with them. My Big Fat Bloody Mary podcast, where you'll never drink alone.
Welcome to the award-winning, nationally syndicated My Big Fat Bloody Mary podcast, where you will never drink alone. I want to say a special hello to our new listeners. We got a few more in Brazil, Mike.
We do.
Another five.
Okay. So it's a slow build.
We're taking over the country of Brazil. Yeah.
Little by little.
Yeah. That's how it starts, you know. Journey of 1,000 miles.
I think once they get tomato juice, things should really take off.
I know. We're working on that. We are. We have an emissary who's working hard to get tomato juice into that country. We're coming to you from the studios of the Bloody Mary concert series, and holy cow, how was that last night? My Politic?
God,
I love those guys. Nice little crowd, and Remedy Bloody Mary mix supplied, you know, they donated, sponsored with the mix, and of course, La Crosse Distilling Company with the Field Notes Vodka. Oh, and why not throw in Pearl Street Breweries?
Right, why not?
Beers.
Why not?
Yeah. So these yahoos that came to the show paid $20 and they got a world-class performance and pretty much all the bloody chasers they want. I got to up the price.
I actually did do the hair of the dog.
Yeah.
The next day I was like, oh, man, I'm a little hung over.
Yeah.
Here's some Remedy. I'll just mix up a Bloody Mary.
Well, you wouldn't be the first one to do it in this very space either.
Right.
Yeah, so I kind of alluded to this, but we are being fueled by La Crosse Distilling Company's Field Notes Vodka. You know, it's a corn-based vodka, and it's really about all it is. 100% Midwestern organic yellowed-end corn, and besides the yeast and the enzymes they use to break down the sugars in that corn, there's nothing else used to make this spirit. It is. How many times do you think it's distilled, Mike? Once? Just the one time?
No, I bet it's double.
It is
distilled.
Yeah, and that might explain that nice, easy finish that we've come to enjoy.
We do.
Indicated for the treatment of moderate to severe sobriety.
I like when you say we're being fueled by there's a great story. Harry Carey, just before he died, he said, "Boy, I hope they don't cremate me because I'll burn forever."
Oh, that's good. That's good. My dad said something once I thought was pretty funny. Thank God they put olives in martinis or I'd waste away. So, yeah, hey, I'm Greg Took, your host, and I got Creamy back in the house. Mike Scott, thanks for coming back. I keep him anointed in Field Notes Vodka. That's what he
does.
He keeps coming back.
He keeps showing up and taking my abuse.
Yeah. I want to hear a little bit from you on the social media. But first, I want to say a belated happy birthday to Jim Tauscher. Now, he's one of the moderators on the Bloody Mary Enthusiasts Unite page. So happy.
Oh, excellent. Happy birthday.
And a darn nice fellow.
What's up on Facebook, guys?
Yep.
Awesome.
So we put out a question, and it's probably not your typical Bloody Mary question.
But, nope. You know, I liked it. I liked it. I was like, well, this one's out of the box. I liked it that you chose this one.
Yeah. And so that was, which James Bond would you want to have a drink with? You know,
right. We've
cycled through. I looked it up, and there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 different people who have played James Bond.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
I was really interested to see how this was going to play out. One of them won hands down.
Oh, I knew he would. Yeah.
Old Sean Connery.
Yeah. Losers are always talking about doing the best.
Hey, that's pretty good. Yeah, lots of people said Sean Connery, but there were a few. I had a feeling that if someone answered Daniel Craig, I'm like, oh, yes, that would be a woman in the group.
Maybe even a younger person.
Maybe, yes.
And, you know, but I am going to interrupt you like I always do. But I heard one of the people that did the casting for the original Bond and they described Sean Connery as having an animal grace. he walked into the room, and they just kind of looked at how he walked in and sat down and described it as an animal grace. And they, before they even kind of started vetting him, they're like, I think this is our guy.
This might be him.
Yeah. I have no animal grace whatsoever. Well, I guess a pig wrestling kind of.
I'm going to leave that alone.
Oh, yeah. I'll edit that.
There were a few that were, I'm sorry. There was one that was not mentioned. Can you guess which one
was? Was it David Niven?
No, it wasn't. Well, that's a good. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, you're right. I guess there are two because David Niven was not mentioned.
Yeah.
Although.
He did like one.
I guess, he did. Is Casino Royale considered a part of the Bond?
Yeah, you know, it's part of the.
I guess. I mean, he did play. His character's name was James Bond. So.
Yeah. So I think technically it would qualify. Yeah.
No one picked Timothy Dalton, who was the Bond kind of when we were in coming of age in high school.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
He did not get picked. and then a surprising pick was made by, not a surprising one, but.
One notable?
Jeffrey Laubenheimer said George Lazenby. And so Jeffrey is a nerd.
He's a Bond nerd.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, he was 1969, I think.
Yeah,
he did
just the one movie.
I can picture him, but probably not barely. The one I would have. Yeah, I know, barely. I love Bond movies, though. They're fun.
I do, too. I have a funny story about so I love Bond movies, and I tried to hold them off before sharing them with my children, but I started to share them with my oldest son.
Yeah.
And you know how the younger children kind of pick up on stuff.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
And I'll never forget.
They get on an accelerated.
Right. They're on an accelerated path. So I went to a parent-teacher conference, and we're walking the hallway. And he was in second or third grade, and they made a poster, "This is me." And one of the question was, "My favorite movie is?" And it was Cars, Toy Story. And
right.
I look at Owen's answer, James Bond.
Yeah.
He didn't even pick a movie. He was like, no, anything just with James Bond, I'm in.
Yeah, my dad was a big fan, and he'd sit me down. Probably I was too young, you know. Maybe he gave me some of his beer. That was my childhood. But I remember there's always this moment where, you know, there's this romantic scene. And then my dad would get a little uncomfortable, and I remember him saying, "Well, Gregory, I forgot to mention that James Bond is a bit of a ladies' man." I would sort of not watch.
Right. Well, it was the opening credits. That was always a little risky with the little montage of the women.
I used those
dancing
a lot. A little precursor here. We're going to try to clean it up a little bit today. Just a little bit. I've gotten a couple. Let's just say a little bit of feedback that, you know, a little R-rated sometimes. And so we're going to make fun of you and take her down to PG.
Okay, sounds good.
13, whatever. Yeah. Well, okay. So we got some good feedback on that. I always appreciate it. We'll have another question, you know, this coming week. And I hope you guys weigh in. Bloody Mary Enthusiasts Unite. Hop in on that group. It's a pretty good time.
Quick question. What is your favorite, right off the top of your head, favorite Bond song?
Oh, gosh. It's not Diamonds Are Forever. I just feel like that one's so...
Shirley Bishop.
Diamonds Are Forever.
Diamonds Are Forever.
I mean, it's okay. But no, I like You Only Live Twice.
Oh, okay.
I love that song. Sometimes I just look it up on YouTube just to hear it.
Did Shirley Bassey sing that one as well?
What did I tell you about asking me? Like, if a good lawyer does not ask someone a question that they don't
understand,
right? I mean, we don't go over it in advance. I have no idea, Mike. Or I should say, I have no freaking idea, because we're cleaning things up.
We now. Are cleaning things
we're
up.
We're a cleaner
All right.
podcast now.
I'm going to have to go with Paul McCartney and Wings, Live or Let Die.
Yeah.
It's got that funky little dun-dun-dun-dun. Yeah. You want to run around the
building
the room
and release
something.
Of, you know, the crescendoing. Well, I heard an interesting story, and I can't confirm this, but it was always a female artist that did the intro song.
Right.
And I guess they hired Paul McCartney to write it. But by the time he got done with it, it was so good, he said, no, I'm doing it. And, well, he's Paul McCartney.
Exactly.
There it is to this day. But, yeah, that's a great one. I like that, too.
The other one, Carly Simon, Nobody Does It Better.
God, they're all pretty good.
That's a great Bond tune.
And now I feel bad I ripped on Diamonds Are Forever. It just seemed a little repetitive. But no, that's a good one, too. Well, let's talk about James Bond all day and just forget Hot Sauce.
Okay.
We're pretty easy to distract, you know, or to digress ourselves.
All right, well, let's get down to the hot sauces.
Sounds good. the word of the day, by the way, is sauce.
Oh. Well, there's no way we're going to say that since we're...
God, I got to know. You know, people think this is so glamorous, but I take some hits. Just the other day, somebody said, I don't know what your word of the day was last week. That was too much clinking. I got really tired of all the clinking. So, you know, let's go easy on that word. Sauce. You know, we wouldn't want to, you know, lose anybody. So that is our word of the day.
Obscure profanity.
Time for today's profanity.
Okay.
Is that what we're going to discuss? I have a clean one.
Before we do that, though.
Okay.
How about a little garnish?
If you cared about a girl's needs, you'd start with some garnish.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
It seems a little premature, doesn't it?
Yeah, we haven't even mixed up our bloodies yet.
Damn it, I'm hungry.
Okay.
This is the Toonani.
This stuff is magic.
It really is. It's a nice, dense, dried meat with a nice vein of fat running through it to keep it tender. It's called a capicolo.
Capicolo.
I don't know. You know what's going to happen is Mike's going to reach out next week and say, by the way, he didn't pronounce it right. But, you know, I appreciate you guys enjoying it, you know. He's a nice guy.
Let's get Toonani right. We got that right. We have that down.
I think we have that down. If I'm wrong, Mike, let me know.
All right. Everyone's favorite part, Mike and Greg chewing.
Yeah. Here we go. Well, I have a new microphone system today. So give us some feedback. How do we sound? You know?
Yeah.
Does it sound better? Or?
I think
I shouldn't ask while I'm chewing, probably.
Wow, okay. That stuff is magic.
Yeah. So, okay, Mike, I gave you a little heads up here this week that we were taking some fire over the level of our profanity. And
time for today's profanity.
No.
And with that in mind, did you find some obscure profanity that might be not so R-rated, maybe PG or G?
I do. Actually, I didn't come up with it. One of our longtime listeners, Perry Sexhour, gave me this obscure profanity.
Is that right?
Yeah. It's
what is it?
It's a sorpeter. Sorpeter.
Oh.
Not too bad.
Sorpeter. Like a guy who is just a little bit mad at people?
Exactly. Like, sorpeter.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And use that in place of it can't be beat.
What?
Sorpeter, it can't be beat.
You mean like, okay, now are we going a different way here? Like where you had a long night and you don't want to complain? Even though? Is that it? Help me out, man. You spring this shit on me.
A sorpeter, you can't beat it. Don't you get it?
Now you're being clever. Okay. Thank you, Perry. You're smarter than I am. It took me a little while to catch up. I don't know about this G. Let's just stick with being inappropriate.
It's borderline. It's PG-13.
It's cheeky and fun.
Yeah, it's cheeky and fun.
Kind of like us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm looking forward to using that, though.
I know. It's like sometimes I go into my refrigerator, and I don't have room to put anything in there. And I think, I'm not going to complain about this.
Right.
Same with the sorpeter. Anyway, I'm moving right along as we try to get more toward the family friendly. What we're doing today is a hot sauce. Hello Sauce is the brand.
And this is probably, this is such a clever label.
Oh, I was inspired by them, actually.
Really?
Remember when you came in to the My Politics show and I stuck that name tag on you?
Oh, yes, yes.
I ordered on Amazon a roll of Hello, My Name Is tags. Because people come to these shows and, oh, my God, I know this guy. What the fuck's his name? So we all went around with, you know, our names written on our chest just to help each other out. We're an aging demographic.
Absolutely. But anyone north of 50, that should, you know, yeah. Just, yeah, put help, a name tag on.
Help a brother out.
Exactly.
Yeah. But, yes, you were starting to describe the label, and I interrupted you for, like, the eighth time.
Yeah, but, it's just that. The hello, yeah. My name is sticker, yep. And that's pretty much the label. Yep. Just black and white. Yeah. Very clever.
Yeah, I'm pretty intrigued by these sauces, and they all look very different. Each one looks, you know what I mean? Like, they're not just, like, on a gradient of, you know, mild, hot, hotter, hottest. No. We're talking about mango curry. There's a honey sriracha. There's a scorpion honey. And finally, the maple chipotle. So, you know, they're all going to be all over the place. So I'm excited.
That maple chipotle, it's like, boy, that's like putting Canada and Mexico together. Or
right. And here we
never
are.
Never mix those flavors together, but
right in the middle, in the pincer grasp between those two flavors. So here's a little something off their website. Indulge your taste buds with our handcrafted, mouth-watering sauces made from the finest ingredients. Pair with our signature spice blends, which we don't have those, but they do make spices as well.
Nice.
Yeah. Bring home the perfect complement to your culinary creations. And we talked a little bit about these bottles. Each one is a unique color, isn't it? They range from purple to dark red to orange, and these are 5-ounce bottles. Now, I'm going to post on the website the address if you want to go shopping there. But just know what we have are 5-ounce bottles. There will be 12-ounce. That's kind of their normal.
Oh, that's their
so
normal.
So when I spring
okay.
the price, know that's for a 12-ounce bottle.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Unless it's horrible. Then it's,
that is true. Then that remains to be seen.
Then you got like 11 and a half ounces you got to deal with.
It hasn't happened yet. There is a Bloody Mary mix, yes. I have yet to have a hot sauce that's come in where I thought, nope,
yeah.
I'm not doing it.
So, our tradition with the hot sauces, Mike, is that we add it to a Bloody Mary mix. Yep. I propose we do that very thing right now. And we've got a little Bear and Burton's. Remember that one? Oh, my gosh. Yeah,
you might
be taking one of those home with you. You play your cards right, of course. So let's we'll throw in a little ice, and we'll mix. I actually had a suggestion of which one would be the best in a Bloody Mary.
Oh, okay. And what was their answer?
Oh, I can't remember. There you go again, asking questions I don't know the answer to, man.
You're a wreck.
Oh, my God. Right? It's been a long day, Mike. You walked into what I had going. It was,
I did.
It was a lot.
Lucky guy.
You should have walked in last night. The suggestion from Logan, now he's kind of the guy behind Hello Sauces, was that we try the maple chipotle
with
our bloodies. So if you'll bear with me, and if you want to just be funny off the cuff and make things up while I'm making these bloodies, well, maybe you'll go home with a bottle of Field Notes, too. Let's see how you do.
Oh, wow.
Enough of the garnish. Let's get to the drink.
People think your job's easy. They have
funny.
No idea what
be
you're subjected
funny.
To. Be funny. And what I'm doing here is I'm throwing the sauce in first before the ice and all that because I think it's going to be easier to dissolve it, you know. Yeah.
Awesome.
There
Field notes, love it.
And our Baird and Burton's mix, which, damn, I am a big fan of this stuff.
It is good. Very good. That Worcestershire.
I may or may not have ordered an entire case of it just to have around.
You know, you just said be funny, and the only thing that's popping in my head is this stupid dad joke.
Stupid what?
It's a stupid dad joke.
Oh, you got a dad joke for us?
Yeah, and I'm like, why? You threw down the gauntlet of challenge, and this is the only thing that's coming to mind.
All right.
It's pathetic.
What do you got?
Do you know dogs can't run an MRI machine, but cats can?
See, I'm purposely giving you as much silence there as I can. That was by design.
Don't want to encourage the behavior. That's a good parenting strategy. Just don't pay any attention to it. He'll stop eventually.
Don't encourage him. It's like these neighborhood dogs, you know. Once one starts barking, then the others, you know, just let it go. Let it go.
Just ignore it. Let it go. Planned ignoring.
I brought that cocktail spoon for you, of course.
Lovely.
It's not anything I would ever forget.
Now, James Bond would not like this, but he's not here, so.
Welcome.
Uh-oh, you're going to get a demerit for that.
Yeah, we do love the Baron and Burton's mix. It's a nice place to start. So we've added this, which one did we do? The maple?
Did the maple chipotle.
Yeah. Did you give it a taste test?
I did.
And we've got the Fieldhouse vodka in there to thin it out. And
oh, yeah. Good pick.
Oh, it's a little, it's sweet. Yeah, you get the maple. Yep, it's sweet. And, I do taste the chipotle. That's not a coincidence. That's what they call it. I like that. You like that?
I do.
Hmm.
Very much. It has a very dry finish.
Yeah. It's nice. I like it a lot. Do you want to try it while we're on this one? Do you want to try it with a little cottage cheese, perhaps, or on a chicken wing, which I've prepared for you?
I'm going to go with the maple chipotle. I'll probably go with the chicken wing.
A chicken wing. All right. Well, dig into that.
Things are about to get saucy.
I slow cooked these boys and then finished them in a cast iron skillet just to give them a little bit of bark, you know.
A little crust, yeah.
Yeah.
So lovely.
I think I will follow your lead on that. Here you go. At your discretion, I'd say douse that thing.
Yeah.
Now, if we weren't being so clean, I'd have said douse that fucker. But, you know, we're really trying to clean things up now. So.
You're doing a hell of a job over there.
I think we've established that I'm out of control today. Or it's sweeter on the chicken wing. Sweet and smoky.
Mm-hmm.
That I think this would be great on some spare ribs.
Yes.
You know, slow cook them and then kind of at the end, anoint them with this and turn the heat up a little bit.
Mm. Well, that's good.
Damn, I'm glad I skipped breakfast. All right.
I love hot sauce. I really do.
I know. It just holds my world together these days.
Yeah, I'm waiting for a clunker to come around, but it hasn't happened.
Yeah, we've lived a charmed podcast life, haven't we?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to take another pull off of that bloody, and then we'll move on to the next flavor.
It must
sauce.
Be something. It must be. Oh, nice. Must be something in the hot sauce personality that, you know, they like that. They like to go boldly where no one has gone before. And maybe that's why they come up with such interesting.
Yeah, I don't think the only rules in the hot sauce business is that there are no rules.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a friend's son, young fella, he's just kind of coming into manhood. Asked his mom, I was just told, that he would like to have some Tabasco sauce in the house.
Okay.
And I said, son, come into my studio. Let me open the world up to you a little bit.
You know, it's funny because if you were to ask me, is there a hot sauce that I don't care for?
Yeah.
I would probably say Tabasco.
Yeah.
But I have to tip my cap because...
I know.
They came first. I mean, yeah. That was it.
True story. And, you know, if I'm in a restaurant, I don't know, a Perkins or a Denny's or something, and I got a plate of scrambled eggs, and there's that one bottle sitting there, yeah, I'm going to use it.
Yeah. Right?
But
I'll have it, but
yeah, I wish for improvement, but yeah, I'm with you. So let's move to the mango curry. Now we're going Eastern, and we're going tropical. Like, but these are interesting.
These are really interesting
blends of flavors.
Now I wish I had another Bloody Mary so I could have that.
Come on, the day is young, Mike. It's, nothing says you can't. Okay, what do you want to do? You want to do another chicken wing with this? I have a cracker you could put it on. You could shoot it out of the bottle or put it on some cottage cheese. Your call.
I'm sticking with the chicken wing.
I
want to have
all day. All right, I will hand it over. Again, Hello Sauces is the brand, and the label features that classic name tag, and it just says, "Hello, my name is Mango Curry."
Hello, Mango Curry. My name is Mango.
You might want to shake it a little bit. I don't know.
It's got some thickness to it, doesn't it?
Yeah. So, Hello Sauces. Yeah. Logan, he's a chef. He owned a restaurant in New York. And then guess what came along? Goddamn pandemic. And you know what that did.
That is really thick.
Is it thicker? I like that. It stays put. But anyway, so he relocated to Virginia. That's where he's working out of now. They've got a nice Instagram page, Hello Sauces. Give them a look. They're not on Facebook yet, but I'm sure they will be. They're kind of a new company. They do seasonings as well. The relish is another thing they have, which we haven't tried. But they started out like a lot of companies we have liked, Mike, going to farmers markets. You know,
nice. Just,
you get something going, you try it out with the locals nearby. And they also, he's a chef. He makes breads, and he's always loved sauces. And so they have a total of 6 flavors. Now, we've got 4 of them. But if you want to go to their website, again, Hello Sauces. I think it's a Hello. Well, we'll put the link on the blog. But, what are we doing right now?
Mango curry.
I'm a train wreck.
Curry.
Today. Yeah.
Oh, man.
You did the curry on a chicken wing.
Awesome. I'm like,
yeah, I'm a follower. I'll do the same thing. It is thicker, and there are advantages to that. It kind of adheres better to that.
Yeah, I kind of had to kind of dig in there and put it on there.
I saw that. It's like a bottle of Heinz ketchup here, trying to get it out of there. And I cannot get this sauce out of the bottle. You know, it's all going to come out in like a big 4-ounce.
This is what I did.
Glove.
I just stuck that in there.
Oh, sure. Your cocktail spoon. See? It's the Swiss Army knife of cocktail accoutrements. Oh, that really is thick. Okay. I have no problem with that. But here's your cocktail spoon bag.
And let me get close to the mic and chew and spray through my nose some more.
We have pop filters, but, you know, they can only do so much to save our listeners. Oh, and it's totally different than the last one. It's a little hotter, I'd say, mm-hmm. Right? A little, yeah, as it catches in my throat. Yeah, a little more spice. But a nice balance of spices. You know, it's interesting, mm-hmm. You know? Mango curry. Yeah, I taste the curry. And, I do love Indian food. I love a good curry. The mango, I think the curry sort of is driving this bus.
Yes.
The mango and the heat are kind of there as an afterthought, but it's curry forward. Is that a term? Can we use that?
It is now.
Fair enough.
And I don't think it's dirty, so you don't have to cut it out.
I'm not cutting any of that stuff out. I just like to pretend that I'm responding to our listeners' wants. Press 2 for
your own thing.
This. Yeah. Okay.
All right, what's our next sauce?
Yeah, we have 2 more. In the next one, I'm going to save that one because it seems like it'd be the hottest. Honey Sriracha. How do you spell Sriracha, Mike? You know?
It's S-R. I know that.
Right. Nobody pronounces sriracha, though, do they?
No, they don't.
I'm starting. So, honey sriracha is the flavor. Hello Sauces is the brand. What do you want to put that on, Mike? And keep it clean now.
My sore Peter. No.
Oh, it's going to be a lot more sore in a minute.
I'm going to put this on some Wespe cottage cheese.
I knew you'd come around to the Wespe.
I will always go back to...
I keep this in my refrigerator at all times. Usually, there's one and a half. You know what I mean? I stock them too deep. You got a clean utensil with which to retrieve a little cottage cheese.
I'm getting there.
All right. Take your time. You know, our listeners have nothing better to do, clearly. God bless them.
All right.
Honey, you sriracha, got the sauce?
A little sweet and heat.
How's the consistency now? I'm just shaking it up, and I haven't poured mine yet.
It is thick. Not as thick
as
the other one.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Yep. Comes out a little easier, but it isn't quite as thin as our first one, which was the, what was that, the maple chipotle.
Okay. Man.
And so we're both putting it on some cottage cheese, about as neutral as a canvas can get when it comes to showcasing some hot sauces.
You know, I got to hit it again.
You want more?
It's good.
Is that a good sign?
But I need, yeah.
Oh, gosh. Oh, I love that.
Yeah, I would marinate chicken wings in this.
Yeah. Well, we have some chicken wings here. We could remarinate them. Yeah. Whew. All right. We're three for three as far as I'm concerned. These are very good sauces. And really a nice balance. Like, the guy making this is a chef, you know?
Yeah, he's not just can tell.
Throwing a bunch of vinegar and cayenne pepper and some salt. Like, he's really thinking through how these flavors might complement each other. And, yeah, he's doing a pretty good job.
Of the sauces we've had, this one is the most mild.
Yes.
That I love the sweetness of that honey.
And it is sweeter. Mmm. Yeah.
Still making my nose run, so.
Yeah. Well, we always want a little spice. And when you have all these flavors, Mike, and we're hitting our taste buds with a lot.
Yes.
Aren't we? We're moving this way and that way. And
I'm from Wisconsin, Greg. Where the hell is my beer chaser?
I almost feel like I want to just give him a break. Do you know what I'm saying?
Like, if there's like a malt beverage, but just like a little one on the side.
Oh,
yeah, like a...
Oh, God, what do they call that?
A chaser?
A beer chaser.
Spit.
Yeah. It's the Linalool from Pearl Street Brewery, who are official beer chaser of my Big Fat Bloody Mary podcast. There you go. You got a little chaser glass? I know you do, because I put it there. Yeah, the Pearl Street Brewery, they sponsor the podcast, and God bless them, they even sponsor these house concerts, which they've been doing for a long time. And we're thankful for that partnership. So that ought to clear your palate a little bit there, Michael. What do you think?
Oh, very refreshing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do a nice job over there. Well... Okay, I see you ate all of that. I thought you were going to use that for the next couple flavors, but
you did.
Fresh out of
cottage
cheese.
The size of that portion, you would think.
You would think, but no.
Sorry.
You blew right through it. I think that might have been your favorite one so far, but I don't know. I don't want to put words in your mouth. I just want to put hot sauce in there.
Pretty damn good.
Yep. So I saved the one I thought was the most intriguing to me. Now, this title sounds like opposite ends of a pole. Scorpion honey.
Okay.
You know? So, you know, the scorpion, the Trinidad scorpion pepper. It was the hottest pepper on the planet at one time. I don't know. Probably the military has come up with something that's even a higher Scoville unit. I don't know. I'm not up on that. But that would be a pretty hot pepper.
Yeah.
And, you know, honey tends to run on the sweet side. What do you want to do with this, Mike? I'm letting you kind of take the lead here.
You know, I haven't tried the cracker yet. Let's give it a shot.
You want one on a cracker? Okay. All right. I heard, and here I'm, you know, so much for being the family show and being unoffensive, but I heard a Southern guy, like from the Deep South, and he had this expression, you know, like, holy cow, or whatever. And his expression was, Christ chewing on a cracker. What? What does that even mean? Here, have a couple of crackers.
There's a movie that's up for an Academy Award called The Holdovers with Paul Giamatti.
Oh, I love that guy.
He's great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he has an expression in the movie, Christ on a crutch.
On a crutch? Yeah. Okay.
That was very clever. Okay, now this one is quite a bit thinner.
Yeah, that does look to be the thinnest. That probably the cracker was maybe not the ideal choice in hindsight. But I'm going to stay with you, buddy. I'm going to do a cracker as well. I'll hold it over my remaining cottage cheese in the event that some of it spills off.
Oh, yeah. Here comes the heat. You were right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Here we go, Jason.
Oh, it is honey, though. I mean, it's like a jar of honey. But, oh, yeah, baby. I see you're leaning on that chaser pretty good.
A little bit.
Oh, yeah, this is way, way hotter than the others. I'm going to let it sit for a minute before I weigh in on the spice. Whew, take a hit of my chaser here. Mmm. A little of this probably go a long ways, wouldn't it?
It does.
I wonder if I've got some of that cottage cheese left that didn't have any sauce on it. Mmm.
Wow.
This one scares me a little bit. We are under duress here. This stuff's really hot. Lord. I need a glass of milk. I put a lot. I mean, I doused that thing in it.
I think I have soft tissue damage.
Jeez. Do I edit this out, or do we just top it through and see if we can continue?
I don't know. I got a tear coming down my eye.
Wow.
Wow, did they use real scorpions for that? Or?
I swear to God, they do. Oh. Good Lord. Okay. So I know you're under duress. Maybe this isn't the right time to ask you the question. But so it goes for $12 a bottle. Remember I said that's the 12-ounce bottle. So bigger. Bigger than the turtle. Jesus. Wow. If you like heat, go with the scorpion honey. Oh, my gosh. I think if I put a little less on, maybe. But it's kicking
my ass. I
didn't
think I put that much on.
Yeah, it wasn't that big of a cracker. But okay, so the question, as soon as I can regain my composure, $12 for a 12-ounce bottle. I think that comes up to about what, $1 an ounce?
Yeah.
We got four flavors. Would you buy them? Would you buy two of them? Would you buy all of them for that price?
I would definitely buy all of them.
Yeah.
Except I would save the scorpion honey hot sauce for someone I wanted to kill.
Oh, I see you're just getting back from a long run on a hot day. Try this new replenishment formula. Just take a shot of this. Wow. Well, same for me. The scorpion honey, I think I would use a little differently.
Yes.
That actually might be the one I'd put into a bloody, dilute it a little bit.
Right.
Or, gosh, you know, I bet some spicy wings. That might be fun on game day, you know?
Yeah.
But no, at $12 for a good sized bottle like that, I'd buy it.
I would use it. I'd put it in the medicine cabinet because everything is coming out of my nasal passages, my eyes. It's just clearing everything up.
People ask me all the time, why don't you do a video? You know, this would be an example. Our faces are beet red, our eyes are watering, and our
you don't need to know that.
We're kind of a mess. Oh, so Yeah, my politic, God, I love these guys. And they were kind enough to let me record a song. And that's what you're going to hear at the end of the show here. That's our entertainment. Yep. And next week, it's Baron Burtons, right? That's what we used for our bass.
Yes.
Well, they also make a mud, a concentrate. And so we're going to review that next week. And we'll have a garnish, too, yet to be determined.
Yep. Outstanding.
Yeah.
I'll be here.
Yeah. All right. Well, how about we get the fuck out of here? Sorry, not sorry.
Fail.
Not good at this G-rating stuff, I guess. All right, we'll see you next time.
I grew up in a small town, got in trouble with amphetamine. They said I turned my back on Jesus, they went and turned their back on me. And I blinked and I was 29. Well, I knew I had to sober up. When I kicked it for the first time, that's when I could clearly see. They're like buzzards on a power line, waiting patiently to take their turn and pick apart what's left behind. When I ain't dead, I moved away and I got a job. Well, I took some college courses, learned to curb the cravings one day at a time. And when I'm back for holidays, it's like they all line up to see me, to remind me of the way I was. They can't believe I'm doing fine. Cause they're like buzzards on a power line, waiting patiently to take their turn and pick apart what's left behind. When I ain't dead, yeah. Yeah, they hold themselves so high above me, I can hear them talking quietly. When I needed someone there to love me, they were too hungry to see. I'm just another failure to look down on, but I wish they'd leave me be. Cause I ain't dead yet. At home anymore. Well, I relapsed after my mom died. At the funeral, I was a mess, like they expected me to be. I just can't stand to have them see me now, all grown up and living clean. I can't imagine they'd have much to say, wasn't based on some worn out memory. Cause they're like buzzards on a power line, waiting patiently to take their turn and pick apart what's left behind. When I ain't dead, yeah. Yeah, they hold themselves so high above me, I can hear them talking quietly. When I needed someone there to love me, they were too hungry to see. Them, I'm just another failure to look down on. I wish they'd leave me be. Cause I ain't dead yet. Yeah, I'm growing stronger every day. Sometimes I wonder if they'll ever see the kind of person I've become instead of who I used. Try to think about it less and less anymore, focused on letting go and being free. Cause I ain't dead yet.
I hope you have nothing going on next Sunday either. See you then for another Big Fat Bloody Mary podcast.